The Way of the Wise Art, being given by John Rawson in Victoria, Australia. Module 9, The Number of Ascension. Welcome to Module 9. In reaching the number 9, we have, in a sense, reached the end of our journey. For there are only 9 numbers in our system, plus the 0. At 0, we prepared for our journey by throwing away baggage that would only encumber our travels. At 1, we boldly embarked upon our expedition into the worlds of spiritual understanding. With 2, we paused for a moment to reflect. 3 turned us towards the soul. 4 delineated the consciousness of the astral worlds, and with 5 we rejoiced in freedom and life. Number 6 brought us to generate and express love. With number 7 we began our exploration of the links between spirit and matter, the spiritual centers. Number 8 reminds us we are children of earth. With number 9, we turn our gaze to our spiritual home and embrace once more the second part of the Orphic saying, I am a child of earth and of the starry heavens. Number 9 is therefore the number of ascension, for through this energy we return to embrace once more our spiritual heritage. Imagine for a moment you have returned to your earliest school years. The teacher is explaining to you how to form the number 9. She says, draw a 1 and then draw a circle at the top of the 1 so it touches it on the left. 9 is the energy that lifts up the Godhead within, the 0, so that it becomes supreme in our thinking. Our civilization as a whole is very far from having achieved this. Let me give an example of where our culture sits at present. Some time ago, I watched a very entertaining television show where a panel of high-profile journalists, writers, and novelists were asked about the significance of marriage. Suddenly, their confidence and certainty evaporated. Men and women who talked with great confidence about international affairs, politics, and culture struggled to explain just why 2 people would want to get married. Biological imperatives, sexual mores, fear of being left alone, cultural habits were all suggested. In the end, however, the discussion frittered away into silence as these eminent minds realized they had no idea why people would want to get married. There is no way to understand why 2 individuals are drawn together to link lives and to share love. No way, that is, until we realize that what is drawn together is not 2 biological entities, but 2 souls. Carl Jung wrote a book entitled Modern Man in Search of a Soul. Since Carl Jung wrote this book, postmodern man doesn't even think of searching for a soul because he has become convinced no such entity exists. With this in mind, let us move to the verse for number 9. Is there a crown above the head? Do the clouds hide the sun instead? Paradoxically, while modern culture has become strident in its denial of spirit, Spirit has been quietly working away to create a greater and clearer power within our lives. Again, paradoxically, the very power to think abstractly and to deduce that spirit has no existence is actually the product of spirit. In order to understand this, we need to understand that number nine is the energy, the power, if you like, of one particular strand of the Western mystery tradition. It represents, in fact, the mysteries of Christ. In the energies of the first eight numbers, we have encountered many of the streams that make up the ancient Western spiritual tradition. These bear names such as Hermetism, mystery religion, Platonism and Neoplatonism, Pythagoreanism, alchemy, and Kabbalah. Over the millennia, these streams intertwine and cross-fertilize. The mysteries, as we have them, were inherited by the Greeks from the mystery schools of ancient Egypt, Persia, and other sources. The purpose of the mysteries was to retain knowledge of the spiritual worlds. This was necessary, for it became known that direct contact with the worlds of spirit would become more and more difficult. With the incarnation of Christ, everything changed. It is said that just as in the number nine, all previous numbers are fulfilled, for there is no number after nine, so in the mysteries of Christ, all the old mysteries are fulfilled. The number nine has some curious properties. It is created by all the other numbers, but it only creates or renews itself. To see this, we only need some simple arithmetic. Just add all the numbers before nine together. 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 plus 6 plus 7 plus 8, and they come to 36. Now add the digits of 36 together, and we get 3 plus 6 equals 9. Thus 9 fulfills all previous numbers. If you add 9 to any form of itself, then the digits of the new number also add to 9. For example, 9 plus 9 equals 18. 1 plus 8 equals 9. 18 plus 9 equals 27. 2 plus 7 equals 9. 36 plus 9 equals 45. And again, 4 plus 5 equals 9. And so it goes. In terms of the mysteries, this now means that the mystery of nine, the Christ mystery, completes all others. It also means that from this point, the Christ mysteries need nothing else to achieve completion. There is another level of 11 modules of the Way of the Wise Art where the Christ mysteries are discussed in full. In Module 9, we shall only touch on the depths of meaning for our age that this knowledge has for us. The older mysteries point back to the past, and this was their purpose. The Christ mysteries, on the other hand, point to the future. There was a point at which the old mysteries were fulfilled, and the new future was opened, and this point in time was the incarnation of Christ. Let us begin with the first question from the verse. Is there a crown above the head? Linked with this verse is the central image. Yet again, we are presented with the seven spiritual centres. We have added the earth centre at the bottom, but there is a new centre. This new centre sits above the centre at the top of the head. In order to understand this new centre and its purpose, we have to go to the Christ mysteries. The relevant material is given in the following words. They were gathered together on the day of Pentecost, all in one place. There came from above, out of heaven, a sound like the rushing of a mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire, and one tongue rested upon each person. And they were all filled with a Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit inspired them to speak. This famous passage, of course, comes from the book of Acts in the New Testament. I have provided a translation direct from the Greek to highlight several points. Firstly, each individual person acquired what the writer describes as a tongue of fire above the head. Secondly, with this gift, each person became filled with a Holy Spirit. Now, if I consult any standard translation of this passage approved by the various churches, I invariably find the translator has corrected this statement to inform us that the people were filled with the Holy Spirit, capitalized. This totally changes the meaning and infuses it with a thinking and a theology absent from the original text. This discrepancy brings us to another important point. The Christ mysteries are not the understanding of Christianity developed by the established churches, Catholic and Protestant. Instead, this understanding was forced underground at an early point in history by those organizations who should have been their most zealous keepers. We can only rediscover the mysteries through two sources. The first of these is the original texts. The second is through the line of transmission of the mysteries, and this brings us to the second meaning of the nine. It is the number of transmission. Let us again look at the central picture on the image page. A direct line has been created from the sun at the top to the earth at the bottom. You may recall the following lines from the verse for number two. The wise art is one who discovers instead when the light may flow down from the head to the feet, then the old and the new will fuse when they meet. The wise art is the state of awareness that comes about when the sun above the head is able to transmit knowledge of spirit directly to the psyche. The wise art is the recipient of the line of transmission. There was a stage early in the first millennium when knowledge of the mysteries was hidden. This knowledge was transmitted from one person to another over the last 2,000 years. Sometimes this knowledge was embodied in a single individual. More often it was held in secret lodges and societies by groups who carefully selected those who could be entrusted with the true mystery teachings. My own teacher, Reverend Mario Schoonmaker, was trained by one such lodge in Europe in the early part of the 20th century, and through him The mysteries of Christ have been brought into consciousness anew in the early part of the 21st century. To return for a moment to the flame above the head reported at the first Pentecost, this flame is an expression of the new spirit given through the Christ event. Just as each Pentecostal flame was specific to each individual present, so the new spirit, a Holy Spirit, as reported by the writer of Acts, is specific to each one of us. It is, in fact, an expression of our own real self. Many years ago, when I was part of the community headed by my teacher, I began to see some strange things. When I looked at people, every person seemed to have a light hovering above their head. Sometimes the light was well above the head, sometimes it was only a few inches from the top of the skull. It became apparent that when an individual was not interested in spirituality and lived mainly from a materialistic consciousness, the light was much further away than if they were actively living a spiritual life. This light, if examined more deeply, bears within itself a picture. Reverend Mario named this picture the symbol of the overself. This symbolic picture is a communication from the I am of the person to the psyche. Sometimes this picture bears a message concerning the way the person is living their life. For example, a symbol of a person sitting on the merry-go-round would indicate that the individual is caught up in the daily round of ordinary consciousness and going nowhere. A picture of the person standing before a doorway may mean that the person is on the verge of a new experience in consciousness, but they still have to make the decision to go through that doorway. If the person has become more spiritually aware, then the image displays the task given to that person at this particular time. An example of this type of image might be the person laboring, constructing a building stone by stone. This would indicate that the individual was working to create the structure in consciousness they needed to build at this stage of life. If the building was a large edifice like a pyramid or a cathedral, then that person might be creating something which would benefit a large number of other people. Most of us are unfortunately unable to easily access this communication from the I am, although it will find its way into our life in terms of the events and experiences we generate. The spiritual sun above the head is often surrounded by the clouds of ordinary consciousness. We become so fixed on what is happening to us that we forget that very often we have generated these happenings ourselves. This state of consciousness is displayed by the picture in the bottom left-hand corner of the image page. Here we discover a group of six soldiers apparently being very destructive and causing huge anguish to the two women in the foreground. This represents the functioning of the spiritual centers if they become engaged in the experience of ordinary consciousness. Such a consciousness is a pain consciousness. We ask ourselves such questions as, why did this happen to me? Or, what have I done to deserve this? The whole catastrophe in the picture, however, is being supervised by a benign old king, giving the sense that something new will be reborn from the disaster of the old. The king is the ninth center, which contains all the wisdom we have acquired in our previous lives and which still directs the life. If we allow the king to reign, then our thinking becomes more connected and clear. We seem to understand the world and ourselves with greater ease and lucidity. At the back of this disturbing image is a large bath which appears to contain red blood. Out of this bath, a new sun and moon seem to be gradually reborn. The Christ mysteries are the mysteries of rebirth. The number nine is then also the number of rebirth. As this image makes plain, we have not yet been reborn. We still have to complete the last stage before the rebirth, and that is the death of the old. The number nine is therefore also the number of ending. At the top left-hand corner of the page is a geometric drawing of the icosahedron. The icosahedron is a regular solid with nine equal sides. Now, it is only possible to create five different solids with equal sides, and these are known as the Platonic solids because, according to Plato, the gods used them to create the cosmos. The five solids are the cube, which has six equal sides, and this corresponds to the element earth. The tetrahedron, four equal sides, corresponding to fire. The octahedron, eight equal sides, corresponding to air. The icosahedron, nine equal sides, corresponding to water. And the dodecahedron, with 12 equal sides, which Plato declares was used by the Creator to fix the constellations, the 12 signs of the zodiac, in place. The number nine, then, is also the number of the water element, which means that it is the number not only of endings, but also of new beginnings. Now, what exactly are these new beginnings? They are beautifully symbolized in another property of the image in the top left-hand corner of the page, the icosahedron. In the 16th century, the astronomer Johannes Kepler discovered that each of the orbits of the six known planets could be inscribed within one of the Platonic solids. We begin with a circle representing the orbit of Saturn. The orbit of Jupiter fits inside a cube drawn in the circle. The orbit of Mars within a tetrahedron. The orbit of Earth within a dodecahedron. The orbit of Venus within an icosahedron, and the orbit of Mercury within the octahedron. Nine, the icosahedron, is then the number of Venus, or Aphrodite, as the Greeks called her. Now, you may remember from the last module the myth of number eight. It was the story of the separation of Gaia, the earth, and Uranus, the sky. The fate of Uranus was to be castrated by his own son, who threw the genitals into the sea. Much later, to the amazement of the gods of Olympus, Aphrodite, the goddess of love, was born from the foam created out of the genitals of Uranus. Aphrodite, or love, is then the new beginning, born from the element of water. There is then a connection between the earth center and the ninth center, for the ninth is born finally as a result of the disconnection between spirit and matter. The number nine, then, is also the number of reconnection. And this brings us back to the Christ mysteries, for they are also the mysteries where the earth is reconnected with the heavens, and they are also the mysteries of love, for it is love that always connects. Love does something else. Love transforms. So finally, the number 9 is the number of transformation. 9 as transformation is the subject of the image at the top right hand of the image page. This diagram is known as the Sri Yantra and comes from the esoteric tradition of India. The Sri Yantra consists of 9 interlocking triangles. At the center of the 9 triangles is a single dot, representing the seed of divinity within the human being, the I Am. The 9 triangles are surrounded by a circle of 8 lotus petals, and then another circle of 16, that is 8 plus 8, petals. This represents the earth, and the whole is set inside the earth square with the 4 elemental gates. The diagram is a meditative device designed to take the meditator on a journey from earth consciousness to the I Am consciousness. It is another way of depicting the 9 spiritual centers, and this time the centers are represented as concentric energies centering on the I Am. At this point, let us review the meanings of the number 9. It is the number of ascension, the number of the mysteries of Christ and the I Am, the number of completion and fulfillment, the number of transmission, the number of ending and rebirth, the number of water, the number of Aphrodite or love, the number of reconnection, the number of transformation. Appropriately, there are 9 meanings of number 9. Since 9 is the number of endings, we will complete this module by looking at the picture at the bottom right-hand corner of the image page. This is the Hermit, the 9th card of the Tarot Major Arcana. You will notice that the card itself is designed to look like a number 9. The figure of the Hermit holding the staff of 1 is connected to a circle of radiance, making the design of numeral 9. The radiant glow is generated by a star shining forth from within a lantern. The Hermit is depicted as an old man, showing that the person has journeyed for a long time. He stands upon a mountain top. He has reached the highest point and can climb no further, just as single numbers can climb no further than the number 9. At this point, he turns to gaze upon his single source of illumination. The 6-pointed star within the lamp represents the light of the I Am. The Hermit is therefore now directing his gaze into his own spiritual individuality. Our verse completes with these lines: though man may stoop below the beast, spirit still ferments as yeast. Then wizards to the soul may bring the vision of the sun-crowned king. It is the task of the wizard to first achieve the vision, and as the Hermit suggests, this is done alone and in silence, then to descend the mountain of consciousness and become once again part of the world. In so doing, we may become transmitters of the new vision and bearers of wisdom. The number 9 then represents not just endings, but the wisdom that we may achieve at the end of our quest. Sometimes this is the actual end of life. I recently came across a fascinating piece of research that I thought I would share with you. Dr. John Izzo began his working life as a parish minister. His work often brought him into contact with the dying, and he began to wonder why some ended their life in satisfaction with few regrets, while others died with bitterness or sad resignation. He asked himself if he could find people who had found meaning in life, then perhaps the lessons they had learned could be made available to help the rest of us. After sending out questionnaires to more than 15,000 people, he had a list of 1,000 who were considered wise by those who knew them. He then narrowed this list down to 200 people with whom he conducted hours of interviews. Finally, he was able to distill their wisdom into 5 simple statements. These 5 statements represent the wisdom element of the 9. They represent the outcome of life journeys of many people. These are the 5 secrets you must discover before you die. Number 1. Be true to yourself. Number 2. Leave no regrets. Number 3, become love. Number 4, live the moment. And number 5, give more than you take. When we began our journey, we resolved to cast away all those parts of our lives we did not truly need. At this ending of our journey, it is fascinating to see how so many wise individuals have refined what is needed into very simple principles. If we were limited to 5 principles, I wonder what you and I would elect to take on the next stage of our journey. For our meditation today, we shall return to the central picture on the image page. This meditation is taken from one of the central statements of the Christ Mysteries, known as the Lord's Prayer. As the music returns, make sure you are sitting comfortably. You are going to visualize each center in turn, beginning with the 9th center, the sun center. As you repeat after me the phrase, visualize the corresponding center. Our Father, which art in heaven, visualize the sun center floating above the center of your head. It glows like a small sun with an intense white light at the core. Hallowed be thy name. Now imagine the crown center opening at the top of the skull. It unfolds like the petals of a rose towards the sun. Thy kingdom come. Visualize now a ball of deep blue indigo light emanating from the center of your head. Thy will be done. Shift your attention to the throat center and perceive it as a sphere of light blue sitting on the throat. On earth, allow your mind to flow down the channel at the center of the spiritual centers into the earth center. As it is in heaven, and now return to rest within the heart. Give us this day our daily bread. Move your attention to the base center. See this as a ball of pulsating red light vibrating over the gonads. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Focus now on the sacral center, the Leiden. See an orange sphere emanating from a region about four finger widths below the navel. Lead us not into temptation. Move to the solar plexus center. Here a bright yellow ball sits at the solar plexus. But deliver us from evil. Focus now on the heart center. Perceive a rotating sphere emanating waves of healing green. For thine is the kingdom. Return now to the throat and the light blue, the power and the glory. We are back the deep blue head center. Forever and ever, the open crown center. Amen. Flow back into the sun above the head. Remain within that center. Imagine it expanding slowly and peacefully until you are completely filled with light. Rest in this light for a time and then open your eyes. I look forward to being with you for our final module, Module 10.